the public hearing is on Village Creek Drive traffic calming. And I've been working with Councilwoman Bonser on this to get this with the neighborhood. This is one that this neighborhood has been working with DeKalb County for about 8 years to address speeding in their neighborhood and on their street. And they had worked with DeKalb County and got to the point of going to before the Board of Commissioners with a plan to install 6 speed tables on Village Creek Road.
We know why everyone's here.
Village Creek Drive. It was actually on the Board of Commissioners agenda for October for public hearing and approval of the plan, where DeKalb County proceeded to table it because of the impending cityhood, and we have inherited the action on this issue. Where we are in the process, part of the package I have included was a flowchart of what, at part of our ordinances, we adopted DeKalb County's traffic calming program. And as that, I've included a flowchart of what the traffic calming program is. And where we are in the process, I have marked, there's the item marked with the star, which is, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, the 6th item down, which is...
Where's that?
It's probably a tree on the street. What we're in the process in now, the neighborhood has gone through and they've initiated the process with DeKalb County. DeKalb County's conducted a traffic study to show that there is speeding on Village Creek Drive. That it's 39 miles, the 85th percentile speed is 39 miles an hour, which on a road that's signed at 25 miles an hour. And they have met and had meetings with DeKalb County, developed the plan that's presented before you tonight for the 6 speed tables. And what the action item is tonight is to have a public hearing on that plan and for the council to approve the plan and approve the beginning of the 90-day petition process for the neighborhood to vote on whether to they accept the plan. And that's what the action we're on tonight. So,
any questions for Richard? Yes, Robert?
Yes.
Yeah, one of the steps that DeKalb did that passed was staff designs conceptual plans and notifies the initiator.
Yes.
We didn't have any input in the plan. Are we happy with it? Do we approve of how many and where, and did they do the right thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for Richard?
Yes, John.
Richard, can you tell me a little bit about the financial aspect of it? Who pays for this? This is our first traffic calming.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me who pays for the traffic calming? Does the city take the responsibility? Is it a charge to the residents within that district?
There's two parts to this. The initial part installation would be an expense to the city. And there would be, after the citizens vote on it, there would be another vote by the mayor and council, and we would have to do a budget amendment to allocate the funds for this, since we do not have any funds allocated for traffic calming. So the city would pay for the initial installation. We're estimating right now, ballpark, about $12,000 to install the 6 speed tables, about $2,000 apiece, depending on the exact design we go with. But as part of this, and one of the reasons it requires mayor and council action, is that the citizens would be assessed a $25 a year annual maintenance fee for as long as these speed tables are installed in the neighborhood. And that will not appear on the bills until 2010. They will not be, even if this goes through all the approvals, it will not be on the 2009 bills. It will be the first, or it won't be on until the first year after they're installed, which, anticipating we go through this process and everything gets approved, would be the 2010 bills.
Okay. We haven't done a traffic assessment or a road surface assessment citywide. How is this street in relation to the potholes, the assessment of the street surface? How close is it to being completely resurfaced?
My understanding is that it was resurfaced 5 years ago, so it's in really good shape.
Okay.
As far as condition of this street goes. There are other streets in that neighborhood which are not as in good shape, but this street is in relatively good shape, so I don't anticipate that it will be very high on our, it's going to be more in the later years, probably 10, 15 years down the road before we would consider resurfacing this road.
I was just looking at...
Yes, I understand.
Thank you.
I got a couple of questions. Number one, by voting on this tonight, are we within the guidelines, you know, is there a 60-day, 90-day, something that we have to have before this comes up, before we can vote, or can we vote tonight and then give them the right to vote?
You vote tonight, and it starts the 90-day clock on them to vote, or to go through the petition process. They have 90 days to turn the petitions back in based on approval of the action tonight. We're not under... The ordinance had a 60-day clock from when... this is because of the transition when the interpretation... 60-day clock from when the plan was presented. You know, we could... how we interpret that when that clock actually started because of the new cityhood and us actually getting involved in the process is up for debate on that. But I think we're well within any clock that we have for that. If action was delayed, we wouldn't be violating anything. So it's not, we don't have to take action tonight, but I know we'll hear from the public, from the citizens about what they feel about that. So,
Mark. You still have more questions? I count 46 lots. How many people have to approve this in the neighborhood before?
65% of the people, of the property owners, have to approve of this plan.
Isn't it just one street? That's just one street.
No, it's Village Creek Drive. Village Creek Drive
and the court.
And the court. Village Creek Court. There's 46 lot owners total. 65% of the property owner of the lots have to approve it.
Okay. Jenny?
Yes. I think, you know, I just want to make sure that you've probably met with them. I think Adrian has too. Is that it's my understanding that, you know, you bear the cost of putting them in, you bear the cost of maintaining them, and you bear the cost if you decide to take them out, to taking them out. One of the things that, you know, with our budget, we've got a community wide here, and you know, if everybody wanted these, we can't afford them. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. We can't front that money. I don't know how that can be worked out, but I just think that's definitely a point that needs to be discussed, because I'm looking at 46 times, if it's 25 a year, I don't know if you can up that or not, but that's about a 9-10 year payback. And I don't think there's room in our budget. One of the things I just wanted to verify is, you know, we went through this in our neighborhood, is that, the validation of the signatures and all that stuff, how is that done?
Our staff will go through the signatures and at least all signatures need to be are supposed to be witnessed.
Okay.
And then... even within the homeowners, if the husband and wife co-own the house, both have to sign it. You can't have one person signing for both. And then we'll compare that to the listed residents that are on the current tax rolls to verify that is the proper property owner. And as long as we certify that at least 65% of the signatures are valid yes votes, and the petition actually has yes and no, so people can sign it no or yes. So there's an actual checkbox for them to check on there, although it does not require 100% of the property owners actually sign the petition, but there just has to be 65% of them vote.
So the signature has to be notarized, is that correct?
Not notarized, just witnessed. Just witnessed.
I guess then the point goes back to me, and I, you know, since I was one of the people that pushed the right to people to vote, I kind of like that idea. But I don't know how we're going to finance that. That's the point. Have you looked at this, or have you talked to everybody how?
I've looked at within our budget within it, and one of the things tonight with. And that's why I stress the point that there is another decision point by the mayor and council in this, and that we still have to address that issue of where we're going to come up with the $12,000. The point tonight is that enough to halt the process of the voting, or can we move ahead with the approval of the plan and the voting, and then on the next, after the voting is done with, and if it's, if the neighborhood does approve it, at that time, we can address the issue of financing it and whether we have the money in the budget to be able to do that. But we don't have to, an approval tonight does not commit us to commit, make a final commitment to spending that money. There's another opportunity to address this issue.
I just want to make, you know, before y'all pull out your guns to back there, you know, I didn't bring mine tonight, so I have to duck under the table if we start shooting it this way. But I just want everyone to understand that, you know, there are a lot of streets that have this same problem.
All right, hold on. We're not having capital public.
We're not.
But I just want to, you know, my comment is that to all the council here, you know, if everybody wanted one, how do you do one without the other? I guess if anybody here can comment on coming up with the finances, I would like to
know.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something we can pull up. But I think it's a point. Okay, any other questions for Richard?
No.
All right, no questions for Richard. Okay, I'm going to move on to public comments, and we will move, if people want to speak pro or in favor of this, please line up at the podium, and if there's one particular spokesperson, great. If there's more than one, not a problem.
I mean, you
want to
laugh.
Maybe a show of hands.
You know,
show of hands would keep us from being here all night.
We don't know what have you guys want.
Yeah. That's a good amount.
Well, let's see what they say. Thank
you for your time. One point, I think Susie Raven will speak to this. It goes back a little farther than just 8 years. We've been working on this a while.
Since 95.
Based on our numbers, we've done a lot of work internally in the neighborhood. From 2000 to 2006, volume has doubled. DeKalb County came out and put one of the speed measurers out in the neighborhood. In one day, they counted 644 cars traveling between 31 and 40 miles an hour. Studies we saw show a car traveling 35 miles an hour striking a child is almost guaranteed fatal. Average speed was 34 miles an hour. Given our location, I don't know if everybody knows where we are, with Georgia perimeter increasing, the new school going in, this is not going to get any better. It's going to get a lot worse. We have a very unique problem here that's getting worse. More young families are moving in, more young kids are in the streets, going down to the pool. We've had at least one person be struck by a car. So it is a very serious problem. I'll turn it over.
Thank you.
I'm on Village Creek Drive also. And Doug Warner and I wrote our first letter to DeKalb County in 1995 about the speeders, and it has every year gotten worse. I've been there 21 years. And we did have, after the first big vote was voted down, we lost by 3 votes. Okay. That was the whole neighborhood, all Village Mill and Village Mill 1, 2 also. Then we had a 16-year-old struck on the way to Dunwoody High walking, and we don't have sidewalks. And at this point, it's because I take my kid to Dunwoody High. I'm one of the guilty ones, too. He should be walking. But for about half an hour in the morning, it is madness. And it's death-defying in the afternoon between Dunwoody High, the college, and when the 4th and 5th grade academy and all the drivers come, and they all cut through the 285, and you know, it's just going to get worse. It's already gotten worse. You say we can't afford it? I, of course, would pay more. I know everybody can't pay more, but, you know, can we afford for someone to be killed? Can Dunwoody afford that either? Because there's a lot of lawyers in Dunwoody. I want to say that.
There's a lot of lawyers on our street.
but not on the city council.
Exactly. My husband actually just spoke
We have three small children. We live Village Creek Drive halfway down. We have a nice tree that's in our street right now, but that's actually worked perfectly as traffic calming measures today. We've actually watched people
turn around.
Somebody like turning around today, we were like, yeah, we know you're cutting through on our street. But we, you know, when I walk home with my kids from Vanderland, we actually like have to literally jump up on the grass when kids are going home, you know, driving down the street. And it's really sad to me to think that we live a 10-minute walk from Vanderland or the new school, and we can't even walk on the street with our kids. And we can't even let them go down to the, you know, street to get their mail without worrying about somebody's going to hit them. And that's just not the street I want to live on. So at least have some measure in place to protect people. So, and I have worked with Claydeen, and we can tell you, at least in terms of our street, you would have easily 65% of that vote. So, and the price, definitely worth it in terms of, we've had three dogs get killed on our street alone. So.
On leash?
On leash, yeah.
On leash.
On leash.
Thank you.
Getting killed.
My name is David Coppell, and I actually live on Old Village Lane, which is the adjacent street. And I am seven houses down from our neighborhood pool, to which none of the children can walk to because of the danger of this. And we, and I appreciate the fact that, yes, there might be every neighborhood in Dunwoody has traffic issues, but not every neighborhood has the unique challenges of the cut-through between the increase in traffic from Primer College, the increase of traffic from this new 4th, 5th Academy, which is going to be created, the backlog on North Shalford and Peeler that creates the cut-through need, plus the fact that this street is a particularly good one for speeding since it's this big, long straightaway, much like 400. So, I mean, it's just, you know, there are some roads that that actually induce you to drive faster. As one of the rare few who walks their children to the bus stop in the morning, because he has to, because it is dark and it is a dangerous street. I would propose to you that this is not a traffic issue, this is a neighborhood safety issue. And if there are 4,000 neighborhoods in Dunwoody that have this same unique problem, then I would charge the Dunwoody Council to find the money for all 4,000 streets. I do not think that we are an exception, but I think that we are something, this is something that needs to be done anywhere that this happens. And if we need to find the money, we need to find the money, but this is a safety issue, not a traffic issue.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right, absolutely, come on.
Okay. My name is Vonica Rackstra. I'm right next to the tree that's down. I've been here since 1988. And my kids have grown up and gone now. But a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine was coming over. He was coming down Village Creek Drive, going to turn left into my driveway. He stopped because right just past my house, it's a little bit of a hill where you have to make sure there's not a car coming over. Well, he got rear-ended. Then that car got rear-ended. The two that hit him were students from Dunwoody. We asked them, the police officer asked them why they were coming down, because obviously they were coming down so fast they could not stop, and they admitted it. They said, because there's too much traffic to go down to Tilly Mill, so we're going to use this as a cut-through. They also didn't want to go down Vermont because there's too much traffic. So that's what these kids are doing. They're just, they want to come cut through, and they admitted they were speeding, and so be it. They didn't care. Well, we care.
Thank you very much. All right, and I'll ask you, that was the last pro comment, so I would ask for just a show of hands, anybody in the audience that is in support of this, please.
It is.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that. We noticed that. And the anybody who would wish to speak against this, brave soul, make a great podium.
Speak, Jim. Yeah, and it's not necessarily against this, but
yes, sir.
It seems like the problem in talking to a lot of people at Village Mill is the traffic cut through from the college. And I have friends on that street, and it is pretty bad. But I'm just curious why perhaps rather than the speed tables, why cul-de-sacking that street wouldn't work. It would certainly alleviate all the extra traffic and no one's going to be driving through there to cut through.
But,
and I know it didn't work with the county, but it's not the county anymore.
Okay. Any, Richard, is Richard still here?
I'm right there. I'm
leave the tree.
Leave the tree, Richard.
I know, exactly.
My name is John DeVere. I've been a citizen for 30 years, and I'm speaking against it. Because I don't think Dunwoody Elementary School is going to open up. Yeah, so that's only 500 yards away, so that school is not going to open. So that won't create any more traffic. I believe a lot of the students in this good economy balance, they're not going to be going to permanent college because the economy is so good. They're going to go to Harvard, you know, University of Chicago. So that traffic's going to decline at the community college. And speaking of that, so I usually leave my house every
excuse day. Excuse me, point of order. He has his turn to talk. Yeah. This is America.
So I leave my house now at 8:45. So I'm at the intersection of Dunwoody Drive with the Village Creek Drive and Womack. You don't want to be at that intersection because I think the 9 o'clock classes start at the perimeter college. And those kids are whipping east on Womack at that time. So for all those reasons, I'm against it.
Any other con? We do. Just a con, yes.
I'm Bev Warner.
Ed.
And one of the things you don't realize, I guess, is it's a natural revenue maker if you just put a cop there. That pays for it.
That's true.
Thank you. All right, any other comments to this? Seeing that there's none. All right. Do I hear a motion to close the public comment?
Move we close the public comment.
Okay. Second.
Second on John. Robert moved it. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the public hearing is closed. All right, moving on to action item. Yes, Robert.
Before we vote on this, I had a follow-up question for Richard.
Richard,
get him back up here.
Yes.
Councilman Shoreland and I have been hearing recently from folks in Village Mill who are complaining that their traffic calming devices aren't very effective. That either the kids bounce over them or they don't slow down enough. Not Village Mill. So my question to you is, have we looked at other mechanisms, you know, the islands that might be more effective at slowing the traffic down
here? I know DeKalb has looked and worked with the residents, and that was one of the options presented to the residents.
Okay.
And I don't know all the details of the meetings, but I believe the working with the residents, they prefer the speed tables. I will say one of the problems in Mill Glen is looking at that situation, having driven through there, not cutting through there, just driven through there, that the placement of those speed tables and the design of those speed tables, I don't think was adequate for that particular location.
Okay.
I do believe that here it's a different installation.
Okay.
So.
That was it.
Thank you, Richard. Now, you know, it's one of the words, we don't take comments and well, please sit down. Please sit down. We are not, we do have a process in council. And if everybody could respectfully please remain quiet, this is not a back and forth between council and the constituents as much as we'd love to do that sometimes, but we do have a process. Please respect that. With that, we are on the action item, and Adrian.
I'd like to move to that we could to adopt this resolution to allow the citizens and Village Creek Drive and Village Creek Corp to vote whether they'd like traffic calming devices.
Okay, we have that.
I'll second.
There's second by Robert. Any other discussion on this? Yes, Adrian.
I think that this is a unique situation with the new school opening, and also we know that they are going to expand the perimeter college. I myself have driven this road many times, and when the neighborhood had complained to DeKalb County previously, many years ago, DeKalb County put up speed you know, similar to what the new device that's been put under Chestnut, you can see how fast you're going. And I was amazed at the speed that you can get to going down this road, especially. And, you know, I caught myself going faster. You don't feel it. And I really feel that they need these traffic calming in that neighborhood before the new school opens.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Action passes, and we are on to agenda item 4 on probation services. Warren, would you like to speak to this or have someone speak to this?
Okay. Court clerk.